Headlines this hour. WikiLeaks documents show the Pentagon instructed US-led forces to torture Iraqi detainees. The UN Human Rights Council is set to probe the United States record for the first time. And more strikes and protests in France as President Sarkozy's popularity rate continues to fall. Hello everyone and welcome to the news here on Press TV. Documents released by whistleblower website WikiLeaks show the US military ordered secret torture of detainees in Iraq. The documents also reveal the Pentagon instructed the American troops to turn a blind eye to reports of torture. One such document reveals how detainees were blindfolded and hung upside down before being hit on the soles of their feet and tortured by an electrical device. Another document reveals how U.S. soldiers took a detainee out of the Iraqi city of Fallujah to murder him. The documents detail more than 1,700 cases of torture kept from the public by the U.S. government. WikiLeaks' move has sparked Washington's anger. The UN Human Rights Council has criticized the U.S. for what it calls systematic human rights violations. In his report, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights has slammed Washington for neglecting human rights violations in the country. The violations include torture, police brutality, and wide-ranging discrimination against ethnic minorities and detainees. One serious case cited in the report is the impunity given to private security contractors and civilian intelligence agents for killings of civilians in countries like Iraq and Afghanistan. Meanwhile, a recent report says nearly 8,000 people have been electrocuted or poisoned in the U.S. prisons from 1976 to 2009. It is also said that 53 American women are currently on death row.
Every March since 1976, the U.S. State Department sends its report on the human rights situation in almost all world countries to Congress. But in just less than 2 weeks, the table. The United Nations Human Rights Council will assess America's human rights status in its Universal Periodic Review, the UPR. The UN General Assembly created the council in 2006 to replace the discredited Commission on Human Rights. The U.S. only signed up to the council last year and it's facing its first review. So how does it fare? Well, results are mixed.
Many human rights advocates are critical about what the selective policy of what Americans are doing outside the United States and inside the United States. There are very, very critical views about what Americans are doing.
The NGOs might not be happy, but America sees itself as the biggest and the best advocate of human rights and democracy in the world. As Hillary Clinton puts it, democracies demonstrate their greatness not by insisting they are perfect, but by using their institutions and their principles to make themselves more perfect. But how far does the US have to go? Inside America, here are the figures the government provided in its UPR report. The unemployment rate for African Americans is 15.8%, for Hispanics 12.4%, compared to only 8.8% for whites. Fewer than half of African American and Hispanic families own their own homes, compared to three quarters of white families. A person with disabilities is only one-fourth as likely to be employed as a person without, and whites are twice as likely as Native Americans to have a college degree.
The United States is rarely under scrutiny. Minorities in the United States are under a lot of pressure. A lot of Muslims in the United States have gone to jail or they've been pressured by the FBI for their political views and for their religious background.
And what about abroad? There's been a string of outrages that have tainted America's reputation.
It's known as the land of the free, but the question is how free and at what cost. America is the human rights advocate of the world, but with Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo and the WikiLeaks reports, its spread of human rights abroad has been questioned. And with all the attention on those international issues, human rights at home in the United States has been taken off the spotlight. And American NGOs say that at home it's still got a long way to go. Nargis Moalaghi, Press TV, Tehran.
France is facing severe disruption as public unions continue their strikes over government's pension reform plan. Ongoing protests and strikes have created fuel shortages and transport problems throughout the country. Trade unions and protest organizers say strikes will continue in the fuel sector over the coming days. Strikers hope the disruption will finally force Nicolas Sarkozy's government to cancel its plans for increasing the retirement age from 60 to 62. The government insists that the reform is necessary to reduce the country's budget deficit. A new opinion poll shows Sarkozy's approval rating has plunged to its lowest level yet. Another poll suggests that most people in France believe that the strikes are justified and should all continue.
I think it's in the French people. It's something genetic. I don't really know, but if they are not happy with anything, they are going on the streets and make big story.
We favor people being active and voicing their opinions.
I'm thinking of the factory workers. I understand their anger. After 40 years of work, it's a lot. And those who don't have higher education, they will be penalized twice.
I don't understand why, in the face of the strikes, the blockades of the refineries, the government has been rather low-key. I don't understand why the government doesn't listen to the trade unions.
Our Paris correspondent tells us more about factors behind the growing unpopularity of President Sarkozy.
What experts, French experts, are saying is that it seems like the series of long-ongoing reforms or things that the government has taken up seem to have irritated the French. I've been speaking to many French around me, and they say, well, it all started with the Bettencourt affair, when the government, one of the ministers, was found to have links in that corruption scandal. Then came the affair with the gypsy people who were being sent by force to Romania and Bulgaria. Then came this pension reform, and people say now this is like too much in a very short span of time. So they say that all of that is leading to a massive anger here in France against the government's policies. Whatever they are now proposing seems to be making the French very angry.
Once again, a US-led military operation in Afghanistan has resulted in the deaths of Afghan civilians. Local witnesses say at least four people, including an Afghan child, were killed in a US-led airstrike in the central province of Wardak. The incident comes as two Afghan students were killed at the hands of American troops on Saturday in the region. Civilian casualties caused by NATO attacks have been a major source of tension between Afghan President Hamid Karzai and the US-led foreign forces. The attacks have killed large numbers of civilians since the US-led invasion and occupation of the country in 2001. Informed sources say the Afghan president has walked out of a meeting with Western officials over the dissolution of foreign security firms in Afghanistan. This after U.S. Commander General David Petraeus refused to give Karzai the list of development projects that Washington had claimed could be affected if the firms leave Afghanistan. During the session, Karzai said he is firm in his decision to dissolve foreign security firms and urged the international community to cooperate on the issue. His comments have come a few days after Washington asked Kabul to let security contractors carry on for a transitional period. In August, Karzai ordered all foreign security firms to cease their operations by the end of 2010. He has blamed the firms for civilian deaths and corruption. You're watching the news here on Press TV. A quick check of the headlines this hour. WikiLeaks documents show the Pentagon instructed US-led forces to torture Iraqi detainees. The UN Human Rights Council is set to probe the United States' record for the first time. And more strikes and protests in France as President Sarkozy's popularity rate continues to fall.